Today's Amud is Nidorim, Dalet Amud Aleph. We'll pick it up two lines from the top. So we're in discussion about how a person couldn't violate the Bald Acher to delay their Nazirus. So the Gemara suggested, the last part was, if a person took a Neder to become a Nazir while they were in a cemetery in a basic verse. So begins the Gemara, Hanich Lamanda Omar, this works according to the one who says, Lo Chayla Aleh Nazirus Me'alter. That the person, again, took the Nazir while they were still in the cemetery, that works if we hold that it doesn't happen immediately. Ela ba, the man do amr ma'alter chayli aleh, if the one who holds that it happens right away, Swaz is referring to, it's actually machloikis in a Nazir, that Reish Lakish is the one who holds that the Naziris doesn't happen, he has to actually go outside. Rabbi Yochanan holds that, no, it does happen, it does kick in immediately. So again, but according to one who holds that it does happen immediately, that's Rabbi Yochanan, right? With the corners asking within that shita, mi'ika bal ta'achir. According to Rabbi Yochanan, how does a person violate bal ta'achir? The ode, and another question, ha'omer mar barav ashi, chayli nazirus ale ma'alter. Really, he said that it happens immediately, right? He doesn't have to wait and repeat it to become a nazir again once he steps outside, like Reish Lakish said. Ki pligi, what's the way the machlokis le'inyin malchus pligi? There's a machlokis is, in fact, whether or not they need to get malchus. So Rabbi Yochanan holds your chai of malchus if he would drink wine or get a haircut. And Reish Lakish would say, no, the Nazirus hasn't really yet been chal yet, so then he would be potter for malchus if he, in fact, drank wine or got a haircut. It says, if he l'hoch, even so, kamli bal ta'acher, you still have given to him bal ta'acher, Mishum to call Ma'achir Nazirus to Tahara. He's remaining in the cemetery. He's delayed becoming a Nazir while he's Tohor. So Amravashi Hoyil Vechein, right? Since this is true, Nazir Shetime Atzma Bemazid, if a Nazir would purposely Bemazid make himself Tame, over Mishum Bal Ta'achir Nazirus Tahara. He would be over this prohibition. The Rambam brings this down. Hilchus Nazirus Perik Hey. Says Raman Halacha Chafalef. Nazir Tohir Shetame Atzmo. He was Tohir and then he became Tame. Loika Af Mishubal Ta'acher L'shamo. Shahare Icher Nazirus Tahara Va'osa Maisa. He did this on became Tame. V'chein similarly Im Nazir Be'ez HaKavaros. Loika Af Mishum Lo Ta'acher. If he took the Nazirus in the cemetery, he gets Malchus as well. Hal Madada Shahanazir Shetame Atzmo Loika Arba Malchus. He gets four malchus. Mishum lo tatami, mishum lo yachil devaru, mishum lo ta'achir l'shamo, mishum lo yavo haisa bia vituma ka'achas kemoshmarna. Okay, so he gets four sets of malchus according to the Rambam for doing this. Now the Gemara continues and says, Rav Acha braid Rav Ika Omar over ba'al ta'achir tiglachto. Another explanation now of how you could have a concept of Baal Ta'achir by Nazirus, he has to shave his head. He has to shave his hair at the end of it. So if he delayed that, then that would be a problem. That would be the way he'd violate it. V'lomi boyu l'manda omer tiglachas ma'keves. You don't have to come on to say this. It's obvious according to one who holds that it's ma'akiv, it blocks, it prevents you becoming a completing your Nazirus. But Ella, the Chiddush is like this. Even though on the Omer Tilachas ain't a ma'akevis, even according to the one who holds that shaving your head is not ma'akiv, mitzvahs giluach miha kolov mekayim. He didn't fulfill the mitzvah. He didn't have to do this necessarily, but he should have done it, and he didn't. So the Rambam brings this down in Perek Ches. Hilchos Nazirus Halacha Hey. The Rambam says Nazir Murad. I'm gonna skip a little bit. Im Hevi Korbanos Avelo Gilach Rosho. If he brought his korbanos but didn't shave his hair, Ein Hatiglachas Ma'akeves. The Rambam paskins this is not Ma'akev. El Shosa Umatame La'Orav. He's allowed to drink and he can become Tomei. Shemi Sheyizrak Alav Echa Min Hadomim. Right, once the Zrika Saddam for his korbanos Hutter. He now became allowed to become Tomei to drink wine again. Afapi shlonosan al kapa velohini shekol devarim elu lemitzvah velo laakev. This is the best thing to do, but it's not going to be ma'akev. In fact, he didn't do it. Okay. Now the Gemara continues and says marzutra breder of Mari Omar over bal ta'achir korbanosav. Another explanation of how the person could theoretically be over the delay is if he didn't bring his korbanos right away, right? We know that a nazir has to bring three korbanos. He has to bring an ola, he has to bring a chatas, and he has to bring a shlomim. And then he cuts his hair and he puts it underneath the fire that's burning up in the pot. But if he would not bring those korbanos right away, this now is the opinion of Mar Zutra Breda Rav Mari, that's how he could be over. One second, is that where you learn out this halacha from? Meaning this smichus from the hekish of Nedarim and Nazirus? Mehosim nafkele, from a different pasuk. So let's read that pasuk. It's in Parshas Kiseitze. The Torah says, Kisidur neder laHashem elokecha. When you'll take a neder to Hashem your God, lo sa'achir l'shamlo. You shouldn't delay fulfilling it. Ki darosh yidrishenu Hashem elokecha. Hashem's going to demand this from you, require this from you. Me'imach v'hai v'cho chet. It'll be a chet if you do not bring your korbanos on time. So that's what the pasuk says. Ki darosh yidrishenu. Hashem is going to require it from you. Se'elu chatos v'shamos. That is talking about chatos and ashamos. That includes the chatos and the ashram of an ozir. Someone says, one second. Ma'adatema, what would you have thought if you didn't have this hekesh of nedarim to nazirus? Chiddushu shechiddush Torah benazir. It's a special chiddush. Now, Rosh Hashanah always points out a chiddush is something that contradicts the general rule that we would have had. So, my chiddush, what is the actual chiddush, this new thing the Torah taught us by a nazir? What was it, mechadish? Se'ilim, if you're going to tell me, delo matfis le lechatas nazir beneder. You can't be matfisit and connected through that. Hare chatas chelev. You have a case of a chatas chelev she'ein matfisa beneder va'oval ta'achir. So what is this camp? What does this mean? A chatas chelev. So the way the Rosh explains is that you bring a chatas if it was done something would have karis if you did it b'shogig, right? Any aver that would have been done on purpose would give you a chata, a karis, and accidentally bring a shogis. One example is chelev. The Rosh learns because it was so common, you had to take off the chelev, the fats of the meat, so it just became like the name for this. A chatas chelev is it's just a typical chatas that you bring when you accidentally, your bishogi did something like eating chelev. So in this case, you can't use it, you can't be makdis on that with a neder, but nevertheless, you are over bal ta'acher. So the Rambam brings this down in Hilchos Maisa Korbonos, Perek Yudalid, Halacha Ches. Chatas for Oshem Einem Boyin, Elemin Achet. These Korbonos can only brought if you listened to Nevera. But Einem Boyin, Beneder, Nadova. You can't volunteer to bring a Chatas or to bring an Oshem. Rabbi Menachem Liebtag points out that the question the Kohen asks you when you show up with a Behem at the base of Migdash, he says, are you here for business or are you here for pleasure? Business, well, that's what it means. An asham and a chatas are business. I have to bring these korbanos. I did something wrong. Pleasures mean I'm volunteering, I'm bringing a mincha, I'm bringing an ola, I'm bringing a shlomim. So Rambam says you can't make a neder of an adova for a chatas or an asham. Va'omer hare alai chatas o asham. Osham harei zechatas o osham lo amar klum. So if a person would make such a statement, it's meaningless according to the Rambam. Hay mechuyev chatas. But in the case where you did an aver, again, your person violated Shabbos b'shogig, and now they're chayv bring a chatas. O osham va'omer harei zechatosi. This is my chatas. O ashami. This is my osham. O harei hamaos ha'elu. This money will be lechatosi o lashami devarv kayamim. Then in fact it does work. That's a meaningful statement because that's not a neder. That's you're just pointing out this is the money that's going to go to pay for what I'm required to do. So the Gemara says, okay, then what taka is going to be the chiddush? Elamai chidusha. What's the chiddush from Nadarim to Naziris? So Salkadai Tekamina, you would have thought to say, Ha'ovim Omar Hareini Nazir. Personally, I'm a Nazir, Afilim in Achartzan. Meaning, I'm taking conditional or partial Naziris. I only want to do it from Achartzan, from the grape seeds. Hare Nazir Lakol, you become, Have Nazir Lakol, you become a Nazir for everything. So Eimam, I say, Lo Le'avor Ale Mishum Bal Ta'achir. You would have thought that he doesn't get hit with Bal Ta'achir if he only took a partial Naziris on them, because that's a Chiddush, therefore the Nedarim wouldn't clap. Comes along and says, no, Kamash Malan, it does. The fact that Nedarim and Naziris comes together shows the Baal Ta'achir would apply, even if the guy took a statement like, Hareini Nazir, Afilu Min Achartzan. Here the Rama brings us down in Naziris, Perek Aleph, Halacha Tes, there is no partial acceptance, it's all or nothing, even if you didn't say that. Says the Rambam, Ha'omer Hareini Nazir Min Achartzanim, Bilvad, just the grapes, O min hazogin bilvad, Oh, hareini nozim in hatiglachas. Oh, hareini nozim in hatuma. Bilvad, any one of these things, just the haircut or just from the tuma. Hareze nozir gomor. You are a complete and total nozir. V'chol dikduki nazirus olav. And all the laws applied to him. Afa pi shalo haya belibo lahazir ela min davar zeh. Bilvad, all he wanted was just this one particular area. Hoyo v'davar v'nizar. Shenazir mimenu, osir al hanazir, hareze nazir gomur, is a complete thing. There's no partial status over here. So the Gemara continues, says now, ha nich lemanda omer, ki nazir min chartzan, havi nazir lekol. If the one who holds that when you take this partial statement that you are nazir completely, el Rabbi Shimon, but what are you going to do with Rabbi Shimon? Da omer ein nazir ad shiazir mikulan, that you're not a nazir until you accept all of the prohibitions. Ma'ik lemeimer, what do you say? Right? The od, another kasha, hay chidish lechumrahu. Well, you're telling, this chidish is actually a chumrah on the part, meaning if you're going to tell me that now you only meant to take on one thing and you became a full-fledged nazir, so we're being strict on you. That's a chumrah. But we're talking about this case that the Baal Ta'akh would not apply in this case. That's a kula. So what is it going on there? Elamai chidushe. What really is the chidush between that I had to learn out in the Dharam and the Ziris together? Kasak da'it echamina ho'il. You might think to say, now we turn to Amud Beis, im gileach al achas mishlosh ton yotza. If you shaved after bringing one of the three korbanos that you had to bring, again, a nozer has to bring an ola, a chatas, or a shlomim, so you would have thought that if you took your haircut after that, yotza, lo le'over aleh bal ta'acher, and you would not be over bal ta'acher, kamash malan. No, the chiddush is that it applies to the other korbanos as well. You can't delay it, even if you brought only one of them. We'll end with the Rambam here. Naziris Perek Ches. Halacha Beis. Says the Rambam. Shochit Chatas Techila. You shechted your Chatas, v'achakach ha'ola, and then you did the ola, v'achakach ha'shlamim, v'achakach megalech. That's the order. The order is to do the Chatas, the ola, and then the shlamim. And then you get your haircut. If you took your haircut after the chatas or the ola, that's good. Then you cook up the shlomim. The nozer takes off his hair and puts it underneath the fire. But if you would instead throw this underneath the cooking of the chatas, in that case it would be yotze. We notice the Rambam doesn't mention ola because the ola is not cooked. That's what it means exactly. The ola goes entirely on the mizbeach and there's no part of it which is actually eaten by a human. Okay, that brings us now to Dalet Amud Beis. We'll pick it up tomorrow with the next Amud.